Two public hearings and setting a future one came early on the agenda at Tuesday night's BAFF Board of Supervisors meeting. After some discussion about the inconveniences and risks of living with bears nearby, the board amended a solid waste ordinance to include penalties for residents knowingly leaving solid waste containers open. County Administrator Ashton Harrison commented.
There's a certain very small handful of people that are purposely going around opening containers, presumably or allegedly to bait bears. We do have that on video. This is specifically targeted to that.
Michael Huckabee, county attorney, assured the public a judge can easily tell the difference between someone who forgets to close the door or finds it too heavy and those leaving them open on purpose. The board voted to approve the highest possible fine allowed by state code, $500 for an incident, and resident Jack Lindsay suggested an additional result for violations, too.
The person should be penalized and have them spend 20 hours, 30 hours picking up the trash. If they ever picked up that trash, they would never, ever leave another dumpster.
Bruce McWilliams, Williamsville District, and later Trudy Woodsell, Cedar Creek District, commented the problem with bears is more a symptom of overall solid waste disposal methods for the county, and that supervisors would do well to begin to look at longer-range solutions. The bear population is not shrinking. Both the county and local trash service have spent thousands in cleanup regularly. An additional problem not addressed by the amended ordinance is out-of-county residents bringing in their trash, including large items. These issues and more combine and call for the need to revisit waste disposal options across the whole county. After a second public hearing on taxing substantially complete structures, especially homes where owners have moved in early in a year, the supervisors approved using a certificate of occupancy to determine when a dwelling or business begins to be taxed. Following this, the board discussed public notification by mail or by signage for rezoning requests and conditional use permits. Currently, adjoining landowners do not receive notification by mail about conditional use permits. The public hearing to address these specifics and set a fee schedule for conditional use permits was set for the board's next monthly meeting, August 8th. In good news about progress on the visitor's center, Saline Pritt, tourism manager, told the board there had been 16 proposals from companies from Georgia to Philadelphia submitted by architects wanting to work on the master plan and design of the facility. A committee made up of representatives from tourism, real estate, small businesses, and other sectors of the community selected 5 of those 16 proposals for closer review. They hope to present a final recommendation at August's meeting, if not then in September. Earlier in the day, a source close to the process stated the encouraging level of interest in the project by contractors indicates the likelihood of, quote, a very good idea becoming a great project, end quote. At least 1% of the county's lodging tax will be appropriated to this capital improvement. 3 current members of the Airport Authority were reappointed to their positions. They are Bruce Kambada, Jay Ford, and Claire Collins. The board voted to continue this meeting to July 24th, when they will convene jointly with the Planning Commission at 7 p.m. The BAFF Board of Supervisors will hold its next regular monthly meeting on August 8th at 7 p.m. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.